One. Since April, this is SBFM Radio, but since April, since I've been on the radio, I started off with one word, which I'm still working on that one word and teaching on that one word, and that was love. And we had some problems even with the city council here that possibly didn't understand what the word love really meant. And I'm dealing with agape love. You know, when Jesus told everybody they were supposed to love everyone, some people misunderstood what that meant. Agape love means that you're not going to break any of God's laws pertaining to your neighbor, strangers, foreigners. They covered everything. And when God told you to love your enemies, some people misunderstood what that really meant. He was talking about agape love, starting with the Ten Commandments. All of the commandments that's dealing with other people, how you relate to other people, that starts with Commandment 5 through 10. That's dealing with the laws of God and other people. You're not supposed to do any of those things to people. And if you don't break those laws and hurt people, you are showing agape love. So what I'm going to do now is refresh your memory on some things that I've done, and now you could go on the BBSradio.com website and go to SBFM Radio. And you'll see I have put some documents on that webpage pertaining to the subject matters that I've been talking about, such as the levels of learning, 19 symptoms of low self-esteem, the levels of maturity, and the change cycle. I started this some years back in hopes that I'd have people prepared for the changes that were going to take place, especially those affecting poor people and people receiving public assistance funds. And the law pertaining to that was back in 1996, and now you're seeing the effect of that. And they have some more laws that are going to be coming out. They have, Proposition 52, I believe, is they have out that's going to be directly related to poor people. And it appears that we have a lot of poor people that are not registered to vote. They may not could read. We have a lot of people that are eligible to register to vote and vote that can't read. And they're from this country. I'm not saying from another country or whatever. In fact, we should be shamed. We should be very ashamed because we have people coming here from other countries that are here for a few years, and they have a command over the English language better than many of us that were born here. We should be ashamed of ourselves. So what you're going to have to do if you can't read for this election, you're going to have to ask someone to help you to answer those questions. Now, they happen to have voter registration ballots in other languages. You should check that out first to see if there's one in your language, if you're speaking a different language. If not, get someone to help you to complete those forms. Now, your workers, your caseworkers with Alameda County are supposed to help you, but they don't do it voluntarily. You will have to ask them for help. They're now including the voter registration affidavit in the intake papers when they're applying for assistance. They include that. Now, I'm not certain how much time the worker will spend with you to show you how to register to vote, but it is their responsibility to take some time with you on that. Common sense, social services, you know. Social services and the city of Oakland will be more responsible for voter registration than any other departments. The federal and state buildings, they don't have the voter registration forms, which I disagree with. I believe everyone, including right now because of the grocery tax, I believe everyone, including grocery stores, should have voter registration affidavits right there for people, especially when we have a large number of the grocery stores that are owned by those that don't speak English. And some are from other countries in here doing business. Now, it's unfortunate that it doesn't appear that any African-American businesses have come forward to protest this grocery tax. I haven't seen any on television, but I have seen a number of grocery stores that aren't from this country. We have Africans, you know, they are considered black as well, but we don't have African-Americans with the stores anymore like it used to be. So I'm really curious on how many African-American businesses do we still have here in Oakland. Unfortunately, we chose the wrong businesses to go in when we did go in business. We chose the hardest ones to make money in, and that was liquor stores, bars, and restaurants. Most of the African-American bars in Oakland have been closed down. And I can understand why. They had too many shootings and fightings and carrying on from people that just left the bar. So therefore, law enforcement are going to consider that bar a part of the problem. And I covered this some while back when I was talking about the liquor license moratorium here in Alameda County. And nobody didn't pay attention to me, and they should have went and seen those new regulations because of that, it was very easy for law enforcement officials to close down many businesses that especially the bars that had liquor license. And we didn't pay attention. So now it looks like African Americans are hurting in this town because that's the only businesses we had, mainly bars, liquor stores, and restaurants. And it is well known that restaurants usually don't last that long. You have to really have your thing together in order to last long, at least here in Oakland, California. And now we've had a number of our number one African-American restaurant businesses that have closed down. They weren't closed down. They had to close down. People don't close down when they're making money. There's a problem there in most cases when people close their businesses. And that means that they're not bringing the money in. You know, every year their expenses going up, especially when they don't own the place that they're doing their business from. But they're leasing, and you know what that could happen to be. The lease goes up, and you can't afford the rate that they've increased it to because you don't have the money coming in your business. And that's that happens a lot. So now we have very little African-American businesses in Oakland. The number one business we have in Oakland right now are churches. And I am so disappointed. And we have over 500 churches here, and we should not be one of the cities in this country that have a high, crime rate. We're killing each other and everybody else. And with all these churches, we should be doing a lot better here. But our young population, our children, they have lost respect. A large number of them have lost respect for the church for a number of reasons. I've covered one, and I'll talk a little bit more about it, but we have a lot of pedophiles here in Oakland, and a lot of them that are attending somebody's church are among the officials in the church. That is still going on, and it appears that Oakland is a dumping ground for a lot of things, including ex-offenders. Out of the ex-offenders that had been released, and many of them were sex offenders, they were placed here in Oakland. Out of all of the ex-offenders that were placed in this county, Oakland had over 50% of them. Yeah, Oakland is a dumping ground, and everybody is dumping on Oakland. And so now we're running around here killing each other because we're not dealing with change. We're killing each other, and we're expecting everyone to give us respect when it appears that we don't even respect each other. Now, the start, we need to get this voter registration situation together, because if we do not vote against the grocery tax, or vote for the proposition, I believe that's 52. I'll clarify that later. I just saw an ad on that one on the TV. But I believe it's Proposition 52, which is pertaining to poor people, and now they're asking you to vote, even though they know that a large population of poor people aren't registered to vote. That's one of the main reasons why SBFM TV radio are doing a voter registration drive. So anyone that wish to register to vote and need someone to help them complete those affidavits in person, and you're in Oakland, give me a call, area code 510-479-1089, and we could talk about it. Now, I'm going to read the words to a song that I have a lot of songs that I use on my programming to let people know the songs that you hear and the words that you hear from those songs are very important for you to understand whether they are negative or positive. Right now, we have this rap situation going on, and people have been killed. These youngsters are killing themselves and each other dealing with rap. They're talking about each other in the songs, and now we've had a number of murders that were associated with street people who decided they wanted to rap about the streets and how much money they make and all of this, when that's not important to the community. Now, our young children are hearing these things, and so now they want to be just like these rappers. Everybody want to rap. Well, when you're rapping and you're doing something negative and saying things that are negative, you're in violation of, right off the bat, the ninth commandment. The words that come out of your mouth, the ninth commandment. And the Bible tells you that the tongue can bring both life and death. The words that you speak can bring life and death to yourself and our others. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a song, the words to a song that was out back in the 70s, I believe it was. And I'm going to read the words to this song, and I want you to pay attention. It's directly related to what's going on in the world today, especially with the Black Lives Matter movement. The name of the song is Racism Sucks. And I'm pretty sure many of you haven't heard of this song. It's by Paul Lawrence. So let me give you the words to it so you can think about. Boy, he's a credit to his race, led by the white man. He's too cool to be a white boy, led by the black man. Rating machines dictate TV. Where do you find them? They criticize the man who sold out to the white man. Let me tell you, racism sucks. It's time that we all give it up. If you can't give love, shut up, please. Somebody told her she was minority. She didn't like that. Who in the hell made the majority? She didn't understand it. You got a right to what you believe. God bless America. I'm here to tell you God ain't pleased. We can't live together. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Lead a horse to the well, but can't make him drink. It's time for the young of the world to fix all the cracks and crevices in society. And then it goes back into racism sucks. If you can't give love, shut up. And this was done by Paul Lawrence. Now, he also did another song. When I bought this album, I went back to buy another one at, what was that, Rainbow Records, I believe, was in Berkeley at that time. I went back to buy another album for a friend because they liked that album, and they had taken it off the shelves. And I couldn't understand why was this taken off the shelves. There were two songs on that album that had stars next to them, and they were both very important. Racism Sucks was one of them, and the other one was called Freebasing. And basically, the Freebasing song gave a life scenario of a couple. You know, they used to live in the hills, nice house, white picket fence, and then they started freebasing. Lost everything. For those of you who don't know what freebasing is, it's they're smoking cocaine, highest powerful form of cocaine, and it's highly addictive. And when freebasing came to Oakland, it made things even worse. We already had a problem with heroin and all those other little psychedelic hallucinogens that they were passing out, having people going crazy, jumping off roofs and carrying on. But freebasing really took a hold here. And many people thought that freebasing was for poor people. You can get caught up no matter how much money you have. I saw in this town Oakland, a businessman lose everything. And he wasn't African American. He done got turned out on freebasing by one of them little heifers he was messing around with from Oakland. Got him turned around, and he lost his business and everything. I believe he was an Arab, and lost his business out there with them young girls and freebasing. It will destroy you. People don't realize that until after they get caught up in it. But anyway, once you get caught up in it, then you start breaking those laws I'm telling you about. Stealing, killing, and all of that, which you're not supposed to do to anyone. You're supposed to show agape love, which means you're not going to break any of God's commandments and hurt people. So I'm still on the subject of love and of self as well as others. That's the reason why I came out with and put on the webpage many of the writings that I had, that these are my notes mainly. And what you could do is go back to the archives where I talked about these things. Just go to BBS Radio and then go to SBFM Radio, and you're able to hear the programming. Now, I last stopped on the Ego Family. I hadn't finished that before I began on the voter registration because I felt that that was a little more important right now. I've been working on it, and I have some people in the community that are helping me out with some things, because I got to see how this is happening with the grocery taxes. Now, see, they're misleading people to think that the taxes are for sodas, and you don't want your children to have sodas if you do. Carlos? Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Carlos.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I had a couple of quick questions for you.
Okay.
I was wondering, could you tell me where the voter ballots, are they going to be digital or paper ballots this year?
I'm not certain, but usually they do have a computerized system down at the main voter registration office. I don't know if they're going to have any computer systems at any of the other outlets around. So you may have to use a paper ballot. But either way it goes, we're going to be talking about that on the show, and we're going to go through the ballots so we could understand what's going on. And I'm hoping to have some guests on.
Okay. Yeah, I know. A little time back, they were having problems with the digital ballots.
Yeah, they were having problems with those computerized machines all over this country. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how fixed they are right now. A lot of people are doing absentee ballots right now, so they're recommending, especially the seniors, to do the absentee ballot, where you'd have to, you know, you can fill it out at home and mail it back in their special envelope.
Okay. Oh, is that just for the seniors, or can anyone?
No,
use that
they've system? Made it now that everyone pretty much can do absentee ballots.
Okay.
They
good,
used
good.
To have it where you had to have a excuse or a reason that you were not able to go to your poll or to the voter registration office itself. But now they pretty much anyone can do an absentee ballot.
Okay, great. And I have another quick question for you, Ms. Cheryl. Have you made up your mind as far as who you're going to vote for this year?
I made up my mind that I'm not voting for Trump.
Okay, then. Okay. That sounds good there.
Not voting for Trump.
Okay. I'm with you on that one.
The stuff.
Okay. And let me ask you this. I seen the show, I believe, a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about the grocery tax here.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, I've done a little bit of research myself, and I found that some stores here are selling taxable items as non-taxable items. Like, in other words, like beer and cigarettes, and they're not.
Uh-huh.
They're not.
You have some receipts
tax.
That back?
I haven't held on to any receipts yet, but now that you mentioned it, I definitely will, because I will be doing a little more research on this.
Okay.
And as far as the grocery tax, I don't think that would be good for us out here, especially for small businesses and you know, the poor people, you know, like people on food stamps. I don't think that would be good for us.
Yep, it would hurt people, poor people, more than anyone else. And see,
right,
they're trying
right.
to trick us into thinking that this is only for sodas and that we don't want
okay.
our kids to be obese. But it's
right.
a grocery
right.
tax. That means they're going to
mm-hmm.
tax anything that is classified as grocery, including soda.
Wow.
And a lot
yeah,
of people are being misled to think that it's only pertaining to the sodas. And I don't know what
right.
they're thinking about in the first place, because children, if you give them an allowance or some money and they want a soda, they're going to buy a soda.
That's right.
They're not
That's
going to be
right.
concerned about taxes at all.
Right.
So,
and they've been talking about
all in a different
soda.
Mindset.
Uh-huh. You know,
you
they've been talking
the
about
in
that
a different
soda situation. The soda situation they've been talking about as far as making the kids obese and with giving them diabetes, they've been talking about that for several years now. And now they're focusing that as far as for the grocery tax. It's
right.
something going on there. It's something going on there. But like
yeah,
I said, I'm definitely going to do more research.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, continue to do your research, Carlos, and be
okay.
feel free to call in anytime.
I sure will. Thank you so much,
okay.
and I'm glad to hear from you. And I'll be watching. I'll be
okay.
watching.
Okay.
And you have a blessed weekend. Thank you so much.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, anyway, I'm recording this right now. And for those who have Comcast cable in Oakland, they'll be able to see this on air as well. So that's why he was saying he's seen it, because he's seen it on television. But this is the SBFM radio show. It just happens to be one that's going to be shown on the television as well. Now, I do have receipts that are saying non-taxable, and they are taxable items. I have documentation on that. But the bigger stores, you don't have to worry about. The large chain food stores, you really don't have to worry about. It's the smaller corner stores. I was told the other day that they are being taxed for sodas already in the grocery stores. I don't know for certain of that. I'm going to try to find a receipt, see if someone has a receipt. And we'll have to calculate the tax, because they just give you one flat tax, and it's only supposed to be calculated on items that are not that are taxable right now. And you'd have to add up everything on the receipt and do your math to determine if the taxes that you paid are too much, because they had to charge you for produce or non-taxable food items. And you'd have to do the math to figure that out. I've had one person that said that they had figured it out and they taxed them on the whole amount, and they did have food items on the produce you know, on the receipt. So I don't know. I do know that if purposely or by accident, if the person that programmed that cash register did not plug in the right amount of taxes to be collected, and then at the same time plug in the items that should be taxed and don't plug in the produce and food items where, you know, it would separate the taxable items from those that are not to be taxed. And it's all in the programming of cash register. And I've seen where I've made a mistake in programming a cash register. Nobody caught it. I caught it. And I caught it, you know, before I, you know, made any substantial amount of sales on that new cash register. I programmed the cash register. I'm human. I can make mistakes. But I believe the tax today is, here in Oakland, is 9.75, I believe it is, almost 10%. It will be 10% very soon. And especially if the grocery tax goes past, they pass that, they can sneak that other 0.25% in on us real quick. We, you know, all they have to do is see that there are not enough registered voters that are voting, and they're able to determine which areas in the city where there's less people that are registered to vote and voting. And it's generally the poor neighborhoods, poor people, those that may or may not be able to read and write. And I'm not talking about foreign people that have wasn't born and raised here. I'm very upset because we have a large population of people that can't read and write over the fourth or fifth grade level, and they have a high school diploma. We sat back and let them throw our children through the school system, passing them, and they wouldn't be able to take not one test if they were given a test to get a job. We had a major problem with that many years ago. People were saying the tests that were given were racist. I'm pretty sure there were some that were racist. But most of the tests that I have taken in my life were directly related to the job that I'm applying for. And, of course, they're going to have the basic stuff that you need to have. You know, basic math, basic reading, spelling, and vocabulary. They're going to have those type questions pretty much on any exam that you take. So if you do not learn how to read or write, you're not going to be able to take a test. Now, they stopped giving a lot of tests because of the civil rights movement, and the tests were considered racist. They stopped giving tests, and many employers used the 100% interview system without giving you a written exam. So they wouldn't have the problem with saying, supposed to be a quota, you're going to have so many Black people, Mexicans, Asians in your company, in your business. So to stop that problem, they stopped testing, which in a long run is hurting people right now because they're bringing the testing system back. And those of you, even though you have worked before and you have a good job now, one that you didn't take a test for, you better keep that job. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to keep your job until you actually have another job. a lot of people quit a job and don't have another job in mind. Don't even have a application on file anywhere for a job. Not looking for a job. So what they do is they go and get the unemployment and or attempt to, and they have quit. You get penalized for quitting a job and getting fired when you're trying to apply for, you know, unemployment benefits. There's a lot of people that didn't receive unemployment benefits because, for example, what happened to me personally, I quit AT&T Pac Bell before they split. That's way back. I left in the latter 60s. This was before they had a union or anything like that. I quit. I was the only African American in the department, and it was clear to me that they really didn't want an African American, because at that time I was about 4 or 5 shades lighter than what I am now. Matter of fact, some of the white folks during summer were darker than myself because they got those tans and things. So it was clear to me that they didn't really want an African American there. There was no union, and I was told that the last African American that they had there attempted to start a union, and they fired her. Well, anyway, I quit because one of the supervisors said something very racist to me, and I caught myself because I almost hit her. And when I went home, I was so angry. My husband told me to go back there Monday and tell him Friday is my last day, because he didn't want to be coming up to Santa Rita to be or anywhere to visit me or up at the jailhouse to bail me out. So he told me, and at that time, my husband was working for Western Electric, which made the telephones. And we were considered to have pretty good jobs. And so I went in on Monday. I told my supervisor, I said, my husband told me to tell you that Friday is my last day. And I went on to my machine. I was an order typist for Pac Bell, AT&T Pac Bell. I typed up the orders, you know, telephone orders, new connects, disconnects, or transferring. I typed all of that up on the teletype machine. This is, these are some of the first computerized systems. And I was, what, 20? In fact, I had my 21st birthday there. And I quit. My supervisor came back a few hours later and asked me, could I quit, you know, not this Friday, but the following Friday, which would mean I've given my 2-week notice. And I told him, no, my husband told me Friday is my last day. And it was my payday on top of that. So after I quit, I went to apply for unemployment. And they're not going to hear during that time, 1970, early 70s. They didn't want to hear anything about racism. That was far from them. Don't want to even discuss that. And what AT&T Pac Bell did was, when they got to speak at the, because I requested a fair hearing, because I was denied unemployment. The people from AT&T Pac Bell, after we went all through my situation, they told the people there that my job was still available. Now, 4 months have gone by before we get to the hearing and all of this. Okay, Marcus.
Yes, Ms. Doctor. All I want to say is I recently went to a store. It was like, I bought some beer. A six pack of beer. I bought a six pack of beer. I basically just want to tell you, like, I got a receipt, like you said. I bought a six pack of beer, which is a dollar piece of Miller's beer. And I also bought two, what you call those, malt liquor beers for $2.50. And I bought a bag of potato chips. And I got the receipt, but everything is non-taxable. These corner liquor stores put non-taxable on everything. They're not paying taxes on anything, and they're charging you 25 cents on each dollar item, and it's only 8 cents. I thought it was only like 8 or 9 cent tax on each dollar. So they're charging you an extra 25 cents for everything.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Do you still have that receipt?
I still have the receipt. I just haven't started getting them. They don't want to give you a receipt. So you have to ask for them anyway.
Right off the top, they're supposed to give you a receipt.
That's what I thought. And then they don't count you your money back, right? I spent $10. And they didn't count it back. They mumble words and then throw your money back in your hand. They don't count it back out to you. That's disrespect. As far as I'm concerned, that's disrespect to the customers. They don't care about, you know, the customer. They just want your money, and they charge you extra tax on everything. And another thing, I went to McDonald's. And they charged me I bought two pancakes, a sausage, and an orange juice for $7. I don't know what's all these prices on all these fast foods. They're doing the same thing. So I don't know how do we the politicians are talking about evading the issues and evading the, how do we get them to check these places, to check these stores that's doing this stuff.
Oh, your receipts. Keep all your receipts. And I want you to call in. I want you to continue to do your research during the week. And I want you to call back next week to let me know what has occurred from today until then at any of the stores you go to.
Yes, ma'am, I will. Because right now I'm in progress. I'm a work in progress on these issues. So I will be calling in to you from time to time. And thank you. I love your show.
Okay. Okay.
Bye bye.
Thank you for JJ.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm fine. Did you hear the subject matter that we're talking about?
I caught the end of it. I'm not sure as to the actual topic, though.
Okay, well, so I've been on the
same topic. What did I miss?
We're dealing with the voter registration and the grocery taxes. But I'll be covering that all the way up to the election. You got some news for us?
Oh, yes, I sure do. I've got two hot stories for you today. First of all, we're going to start off with Chris Brown. Now, I'm sure that by now everyone knows that Chris Brown was arrested the other day because he was accused of pulling a gun on a young woman at his home. But now more details have emerged about the alleged victim. Now, according to the reports, she may be going to jail very soon. Now, this woman is wanted for they want her for questioning because allegedly she stole a purse, a designer bag, from some young woman in a wanky hotel And what happened was, now the purse contained a couple of credit cards and $200 in cash. Now, somehow or another, the security got wind of it. They started chasing her. She somehow dropped the purse and actually got away. So now the police have issued a warrant. It's something they call an I-card, which means that the police want you for questioning. Now, my big issue with this is, what kind of friends are, what kind of people are Chris Brown and people like them even allowing into their home? Now, I understand that he's been robbed several times previously, and I'd like to know, what kind of people are you bringing into your home? Does being a celebrity make you stupid?
Uh-huh.
You know? So that's what's going on. That's what's going on with Chris Brown. Now, the young lady is, like I said, she is wanted for questioning. So stay tuned to hear the conclusion of this matter. All right, let's move on. I know that everyone by now is completely familiar with the Colin Kaepernick, familiar with the Colin Kaepernick controversy. Now, for all those who don't know, if you don't know, you must have been living under a rock. But Colin Kaepernick, who is the quarterback for the 49ers, has made a public stance and sat out of the national anthem during these games. Now, right. He's doing that in protest to racial violence and police injustice amongst
right.
the people. Now,
right.
According to reports, the NFL executives, they have a problem with Kaepernick, and they're saying, have a problem with him using his constitutional right to free speech. Okay, this country always touts the Constitution, and Colin Kaepernick is using his constitutional right to say and protest as he has done. However, the NFL execs, a couple of them, have been quoted as saying that one of the executives says that he's a traitor and he doesn't want him around his team. And another exec is saying that he has no respect for our country, and F you, you know, you guys fill in the rest, that guy. Now, you know, anybody that knows me knows that I have never been a 49ers. I'm a football fool. And I've never been in support or liked the team of 49ers. And yes, I am here from the Bay. I have never supported the Niners. However, this is one time that I can personally say I can get behind the team and Colin Kaepernick. If this
I understand what you're saying. I don't care nothing about football at all. It's too violent.
Oh, I love it.
I tried to learn about football. I even bought a book called Football for Dummies. I couldn't understand it.
Oh, I will teach you anything you want to know.
Too violent.
In case you want to know. And I'm going to say, several years ago, I used to play for the San Francisco. There's a Women's Professional Tackle Football League. And I used to play for the San Francisco Tsunami and the Stingrays for 4 years. So I love football. I enjoy the violence. But, you know, that's something else. However,
contact.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, to each his own, kind of. But I'm going to have to change your mind about this football thing. But as I was saying, Colin Kaepernick has also been reported as wearing a pair of socks to play with depicting pigs with police hats on. So they are really, you know, upset with Colin Kaepernick, you know, and I believe, and I really do believe that, number one, I support Colin Kaepernick, so I want that on the record. I support him. However, I really think that this does more to bring the issue of race relations in this country and keeps it at the forefront of people's minds. So I really, you know, really, like I said, I just support it. And finally, all of you Empire fans, yay, yay, we are eagerly awaiting the premiere of the show, which is scheduled for September the 21st. Check your listings for dates and times in your area.
Well, they're advertising about it on the television, so anybody that's in there, they'll know, because I don't watch that. I don't watch any of that crap.
Look, for all the supporters of Empire, which is a darn good show. I mean, we watch a lot of garbage on TV, a lot of garbage. And this is one of the best produced shows. They have an exciting cast. They have exciting storylines. And and plus, you know, for people who are interested in the music industry, especially, you know, those like me, it really brings a different side of the business to light. Now, however, everybody has been waiting to check out the outcome of the fight between Anika and Rhonda. Now, for those who are not familiar with it, what happened was they got into a fight on a rooftop, okay? Because Anika, who is the black chick, and Rhonda, who's the white chick, found out that Anika actually is the one that pushed her down the stairs, which caused her to have a miscarriage of their unborn child. Now, Rhonda finds out that Anika actually pushed her down the stairs, and they get into a brawl on a rooftop. Unfortunately, one of the combatants, they fall to their death. And we don't know whether it was Anika that fell, Rhonda that fell, or both of them that fell. So we are eagerly awaiting the outcome of that. And like I said, that premieres on September 21st. Now,
yeah, well, you what's up on that? What's happening? I don't look at none of that.
Yeah.
All of that's a bunch of mess, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, I like my son and I have had this argument for many years: soap operas and drama versus real life. And I have always said that drama are people acting a fool and getting paid for it,
mm-hmm.
and making money. That is drama. So, you mm-hmm. know, that is, there is a need for that in the entertainment community. However, when you're out there acting a fool and you ain't making a dime, nobody's offering you any endorsements or sports contracts or anything like that, then there is where we have our problem.
Okay, you can
well, That is, that is it for my entertainment report today. And remember, if anyone has anything to say, especially about the Colin Kaepernick controversy, make sure that you give us a call at 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008, and let me know how you're feeling. All right, this is JJ saying, if the stars got something to say, they better get it from who? Me, JJ. Peace out, Cheryl.
Give me a call later.
Oh, I will. I will.
You know, this afternoon, you know, about 5 or 6 o'clock, because I want you to help me get your set together down here at the station.
Okay, 5 or 6 o'clock it is.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you. Bye, USBFM listener.
Bye-bye. Well, anyway, that was JJ and a couple of the people that I have in the field going to various different stores because I know they drink wine and beer and smoke cigarettes. I have them going to the store and getting receipts so we can see what's going on and how rampant it is in not only Oakland. It appears that it looks like San Francisco wants to have a grocery tax too. I mean, it's we have to find out why is this happening, because they're trying to convince us that it's about the sodas. But they put it under grocery tax. They didn't say soda tax, you know. So anyway, I'll keep you posted on that. Just keep in mind of these things. It takes a quantitative leap to bring about a qualitative transformation. Contradiction is the ruling principle of the universe. And you must think about things objectively, but subjective to your interest. I use the dialectical method instead of the scientific method. And the only difference is the dialectical method asks one more question or includes one more part, which is, what does it have to do with you, your family, your community? What does it have to do? And you try to look at it objectively, subjective to your interests, and see if we're able to resolve some of the problems we have around here. People are doing things they shouldn't be doing, and it's affecting the whole community. But anyway, I'll get back to you next week. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.